And I could have been like, you know what? Screw this. I don't want to dance anymore. They wasted my time. I don't fit the mold. I don't fit the character. But I let that be a driving force in my life so that the next season when I came back, I was like, okay, I got you. I understand what you want. I'm going to come back and be undeniable. And I made the team and I was able to dance for the team for 3 seasons until I decided that I didn't want to do it again. And also with that hard work and resilience, it allowed me to train really elite celebrities and CEOs and millionaires to help shift their mindset and things like that. I wasn't born into this life, as I told you. I wasn't born into this. The odds were against me. But I created this life for myself because of my mindset, because of what I put in my body, what I ingest, what I see in my body, what I read, who I talk to. And that helped shift my spirit so that I can get the things that I have now. Like, I live in Los Angeles. If you would have told me 9 years ago that this is where I would be living right now, I'd be like, I don't think so. I didn't really see that for myself, especially after losing my brother. Like, I thought that my goal or what was for me was staying in New Jersey and helping my mom. But God always had another plan for me. And I knew that there was something more for me than just staying in my little small town, just like dancing for the NBA, living in my small town, helping my mom. But I knew that there was a whole world out there for me to see. And I couldn't allow my nurture to